How you doing? I'm Callan and this is Slapped Ham. You're about to see some of the most mysterious video clips that are trending on socials right now. So hit that subscribe button and get ready for more mysterious content, just like this.
Our first eerie clip of the day comes from TikTok user Soy Julio Lopez. Concerned that neighborhood kids were sneaking onto his apartment's roof to steal his child's tricycle, this homeowner decided to investigate after hearing laughter and strange noises coming from above. But what he caught on camera is far more unsettling than he ever anticipated. Take a look. The footage clearly shows the tricycle slowly rolling across the rooftop. The homeowner, bewildered by what he had just witnessed, admitted he had no logical explanation for the footage. After the incident, he shared that strange occurrences aren't entirely uncommon in his home. He mentioned hearing weird noises and footsteps from time to time, but he had always chalked it up to ambient noise from a busy neighborhood. However, after capturing this terrifying footage, he's no longer sure what to believe. Could this be a case of paranormal activity? Or is there a more rational explanation waiting to be uncovered? In the summer of 2023, a woman named Merced, also known as La Chica Bona on social media, began experiencing a series of unsettling events in her home that would leave her and her family deeply disturbed. It all started on August 2nd, 2023, when Merced noticed objects in her home moving on their own and things turning on all by themselves. These eerie occurrences escalated quickly, making Merced increasingly uneasy. But it wasn't until she discovered something truly bizarre in her backyard that the situation took a terrifying turn. While outside barbecuing one evening, Merced's oldest son Martin pointed out something that chilled her to the bone. Upside-down hand marks on a pole in the backyard as if someone or something had crawled down from the rooftop.
Estas manos tan bonitas, en una posición rarísima, son unas manos que son más pequeñas que las mías y están puestas boca abajo, como si hubiera bajado alguien.
When Merced asked Martin about the marks, he calmly told her that they belong to the window man. Listen to their chilling conversation.
¿Quién es el hombre de la ventana?
Un niño marrón.
No. Ya está muerto, es muy alto.
Solo quiere jugar con nosotros. Hace toc toc en las ventanas cuando dormimos.
The mention of the window man left Merced horrified. Was this some figment of a child's imagination, or was there something more sinister at play? The horror deepened when Merced discovered more hand marks, this time on her son's bed, leading towards the window. As the unsettling events continue to unfold, Merced is left searching for answers, hoping to protect her family from whatever may be lurking in the shadows.
No quiere quemar. Ahora.
¿Te puedes ir, por favor? Gracias.
¿Qué es ese ruido, tío? Está medio abierto eso, ¿eh?
Yo me voy.
¿Quién eres el que está ahí?
This next bizarre clip has taken Mexico by storm, rapidly going viral and leaving viewers spooked. Uploaded to TikTok by user Grabaciones Leonardoy, the video has amassed over 26 million views, with many questioning what they've just witnessed. The clip follows a group of paranormal researchers as they explore an old cemetery known for its eerie atmosphere.
Su
súper fuerte el panteón, José.
While navigating through the graves, they come across an old, worn-out suitcase lying ominously on the ground. But what happens next is truly unsettling.
¿Tienes algún espíritu? El que está aquí lo reprendemos en este momento en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo. ¿Quién está aquí en este lugar con nosotros?
No le gusta.
En esta noche invocamos a Dios Padre, Dios Hijo, Dios Espíritu Santo para que el demonio, lo que sea que se encuentre aquí en este momento, sea derrotado. Sea lo que sea que te encuentres en esta maleta.
A woman among them sprinkles salt over the suitcase while reciting a prayer.
Y dice,
se aloca más. Se aloca más con el azúcar.
Con el azúcar, con la sal, perdón. Reprendemos al demonio que se encuentra aquí. Atamos a este lugar cualquier espíritu, cualquier demonio que se encuentre en este sitio.
After some hesitation, the group decides to open the suitcase, bracing themselves for whatever might be inside.
¿Estamos abrimos?
Sí, sí, sí. Pase.
Si hay algo.
To their shock, the only thing they find is an old doll. The video has left viewers around the world baffled and frightened, with many speculating about the true nature of the events captured on camera. Was the suitcase truly possessed by something otherworldly, or is it all just an elaborate hoax? Whatever the case, this creepy clip has certainly captured the imagination of millions, further fueling speculation about the paranormal.
En nombre de Dios Padre, de Dios Hijo y de Dios Espíritu Santo, a ti encomendamos y a ti pedimos en esta noche.
Y dice, se aloca más. Se aloca más con el azúcar. Con el azúcar, la sal, perdón.
A chilling video surfaced on TikTok from user Ari, who shares an unsettling story involving her daughter and a pair of supposed spirits. Ari's daughter recently said she was scared about pulling out a loose tooth, citing a fear of the evil tooth fairy. Ari, however, believes this fear stems from something much darker that her family experienced back in 2020. According to Ari, her family has been haunted by two spirits, one male and one female, for some time. In the first clip, a motion-activated camera captures Ari's daughter waking up in terror, claiming that something touched her hand.
I just want to sleep with you now.
When the footage is slowed down and zoomed in, a chilling detail becomes apparent. A face, seemingly that of a woman, can be seen just above a dark object in the room. Many viewers believe this to be the female spirit that Ari says has been haunting their home.
There's a woman's face right here. That's the only face I've seen, but other people feel like they see other faces. It was this lady right here, like the eye, the nose, the lips. But this lady right here,
let me show you the picture of the lady that died in my house. That's the lady.
Like for me, the woman's face right here, I feel like this was her.
The story doesn't end there, however. In a second clip, Ari believes she's captured the voice of the male spirit that's been lurking in their home. So is Ari's family truly being tormented by these two spirits? The eerie footage and the daughter's fear certainly suggests that something otherworldly might be at play in this household, leaving viewers to speculate on the terrifying possibility that these spirits are indeed real.
Oh, my God. What's the matter?
I just want to sleep with you now.
Worshippers in Ohio have been left astonished by what they believe to be a miraculous event involving the International Pilgrim Virgin statue of Our Lady of Fatima. This statue, which has been revered for over 75 years and has travelled to more than 100 countries, allegedly blinked while on display at the Basilica of St. John the Baptist in Canton in August 2nd, 2024.
Here they are side by side. One with eyes open, the other closed, while the statue was on display at the Basilica of St. John the Baptist in Canton Friday.
The incident occurred as the statue made its way across the region as part of a tour. Witnesses claim to have seen the statue's eyes close and then open, a moment that was captured in photographs. The photos quickly spread, causing a stir among the faithful who view this as a miraculous sign. The statue, considered by many to be the closest likeness of the apparition of the Virgin of Mary in Fatima, Portugal in 1917, has a long history of being associated with miraculous events. The Virgin Mary apparition in 1917 was reportedly witnessed by three children in Fatima, Portugal, who claimed to have seen the Lady of Rosary six times. The most famous of these events, the Miracle of the Sun, saw tens of thousands of people gather to witness what was described as the sun dancing and moving erratically in the sky. This event was later deemed worthy of belief by the Catholic Church, leading to the creation of the statue. Over the years, many who have visited the statue have reportedly experienced medical miracles, including instances of healing from serious ailments. The recent event in Ohio has only added to the statue's reputation, with some believers interpreting the blinking as a sign or warning consistent with other miraculous occurrences linked to the statue. The statue will continue its tour across Ohio before moving on to Wisconsin and Minnesota. As it continues its journey, the faithful will undoubtedly be watching closely for further signs of the divine. A recent TikTok clip from user Dopenshaw7 has taken the internet by storm, sparking a flurry of eerie speculation. The photos, captured in Greater Manchester's Heaton Park, shows a truly unsettling encounter that's left viewers baffled. The user recounts a chilling experience that took place on a boat trip with their younger cousin and mother. While floating in the middle of the lake, they noticed a figure on the opposite shore. At first glance, the figure appeared to be a person. But as the minutes ticked by, something seemed off. The figure remained completely still for over 40 minutes, showing no signs of life. Curiosity and concern led the trio to approach the figure in their boat. Despite shouting out to check if the person was okay, they received no response. As they drew closer, they were struck by the figure's bizarre appearance, large feet, and a face devoid of any features. The situation grew even more unsettling when, after 40 minutes of eerie stillness, the figure suddenly waved an arm. In an inexplicable twist, as the figure moved its arm, the trees behind it swayed in unison, as if controlled by the same unseen force. The moment was so disturbing that the user described nearly being sick. After the wave, the figure vanished into the trees, leaving the witnesses shaken and bewildered. Adding to the mystery, the user later discovered that Heaton Hall, located within the park, was once a hospital during World War I. Over the years, there have been reports of ghostly figures of nurses being spotted in the area, leading to speculation that what they saw might have been a spectral presence from the past. The video has quickly gone viral, with viewers debating the nature of the encounter. Some believe it could be a supernatural phenomenon linked to the park's history, while others suggest it might just be an elaborate hoax or a trick of the light. Whatever the explanation, this eerie encounter at Heaton Park has certainly left a lasting impression on those who witnessed it. Coming up in our last segment, in just a few seconds, we take a look at some bizarre footage captured at a UK airport. But before we do, remember to hit that subscribe button, tickle that little bell icon there, and turn on all channel notifications. That way you'll be in the loop every time we drop our scary and mysterious episodes. Here's some quick and strange footage that was captured in an airport in the UK. One eyewitness noticed something strange hovering around a plane that was taking off. They took out their phone, and this is what they saw. Two unidentified orbs can be seen flying close to the aircraft. According to some reports, this footage was submitted to the aviation authorities for investigation but received no official reply. So what do you think's been caught on camera here? Love to hear your thoughts on this strange footage in the comments down below. Have you ever heard of the bizarre disappearances that all occur within the Bennington Triangle? We took a deep dive on this mysterious case over on our second channel. Here's a little snippet.
Nestled deep within the rugged wilderness of Vermont, the Bennington Triangle has long been a place of intrigue and mystery. In this remote corner of New England, an unsettling series of unsolved disappearances, strange encounters, and baffling phenomena have left residents and visitors alike perplexed and wary. It's a place where reality seems to bend, where the ordinary gives way to the unexplained, and where the enigma of the Bennington Triangle invites us to delve into its perplexing depths.
If you want to hear the full story, I'll put some links to this episode in the description box down below there. It's also pinned in the comments.
Now, in case you haven't heard the awesome news, we've launched a brand new second channel. If you want to see the latest episode, check out that link on the top there. Otherwise, there's a spooky playlist there you can binge on. Now, leave us a comment down below which one of these clips you thought was the scariest or weirdest. We love hearing your feedback. And that's it for me. I'll see you all next time.